January 6th. Psalms 6, 36, 66, 96, 126. Proverbs 6. Old Testament, Deuteronomy 9 1-10 22. New Testament, Luke 8 4-21. Psalms 6. 1 for the leader. With stringed instruments. On Shminit, low-pitched musical instruments. A Psalm of David. Adonai, don't rebuke me in your anger. Don't discipline me in the heat of your fury. To be gracious to me, Adonai. Because I am withering away. Heal me, Adonai, because my bones are shaking. 3. I am completely terrified. And you, Adonai, how long? 4. Come back, Adonai, and rescue me. Save me for the sake of your grace. 5. For in death, no one remembers you. In Sheol, who will praise you? 6. I am worn out with groaning. All night I drench my bed with tears, flooding my couch till it swims. 7. My vision is darkened with anger. It grows weak because of all my foes. 8. Get away from me, all you workers of evil. For Adonai has heard the sound of my weeping. 9. Adonai has heard my pleading. Adonai will accept my prayer. 10. All my enemies will be confounded, completely terrified. They will turn back and be suddenly put to shame. Psalms 36. 1 for the leader. By David, the servant of Adonai. Crime speaks to the wicked. I perceive this in my heart. Before his eyes there is no fear of God. 2:4, the way he sees it, crime makes his life easy, that is. Until his wrongs are discovered. Then, he is hated. 3. His words are wrong and deceitful. He has stopped being wise and doing good. 4. He devises trouble as he lies in bed. So set is he on his own bad way that he doesn't hate evil. 5. Adonai, in the heavens is your grace. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. 6. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save man and beast, Adonai. 7. How precious, God, is your grace. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. 8. They feast on the rich bounty of your house. And you have them drink from the stream of your delights. 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. 10. Continue your grace to those who know you. And your righteousness to the upright in heart. 11. Don't let the foot of the proud tread on me. Or the hands of the wicked drive me away. 12. There they lie fallen, those evildoers. Flung down and unable to rise. Psalms 66. 1 for the leader. A song. A psalm. Shout to God, all the earth. 2. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. 3. Tell God, how awesome are your deeds. At your great power, your enemies cringe. 4. All the earth bows down to you, sings praises to you. Sings praises to your name. Selah. 5. Come and see what God has done. His awesome dealings with humankind. 6. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. 7. With his power he rules forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let no rebel arise to challenge him. 8. Bless our God, you peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. 9. He preserves our lives and keeps our feet from stumbling. Selah. 10. For you, God, have tested us. Refined us as silver is refined. 11. You brought us into the net. And bound our bodies fast. 12. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But you brought us out to a place of plenty. 13. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will fulfill my vows to you. 14. Those my lips pronounced and my mouth spoke. When I was in distress. 15. I will offer you burnt offerings of fattened animals. Along with the sweet smoke of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Selah. 16. Come and listen, all you who fear God. And I will tell what he has done for me. 17. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. 18. Had I cherished evil thoughts, Adonai would not have listened. 19. But in fact, God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. 20. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer. or turn His grace away from me. Psalms 96. 1. Sing to Adonai a new song. Sing to Adonai, all the earth. 2. Sing to Adonai, bless His name. Proclaim His victory day after day. 3. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples. 4. For Adonai is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared more than all gods. 5. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but Adonai made the heavens. 6. In His presence are honor and majesty, in His sanctuary, strength and splendor. 7. Give Adonai His due, you families from the peoples. Give Adonai His due of glory and strength. 8. Give Adonai the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and enter His courtyards. 9. Worship Adonai in holy splendor. Tremble before Him, all the earth. 10. Say among the nations, Adonai is King. The world is firmly established, immovable. He will judge the peoples fairly. 11. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and everything in it. 12. Let the fields exult and all that is in them. Then all the trees in the forest will sing. 13. Before Adonai, because he has come to judge the earth. He will judge the world rightly and the peoples with His faithfulness. Psalms 126. 1. When the Lord brought back those who returned to Zion, we were like those who dream. 2. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. 3. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. 4. Restore our fortunes again, Lord, like the streams in the Negev. 5. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. 6. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, will assuredly come again with joy, carrying his sheaves. Proverbs 6. 1. My son, if you have become collateral for your neighbor, if you have struck your hands in pledge for a stranger. 2. You are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared with the words of your mouth. 3. Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself, seeing you have come into the hand of your neighbor. Go, humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. 4. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. 5. Free yourself, like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise. 7. Which having no chief, overseer, or ruler. 8. Provides her bread in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest. 9. How long will you sleep, sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? 10. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. 11. So your poverty will come as a robber, and your scarcity as an armed man. 12. A worthless person, a man of iniquity, is he who walks with a perverse mouth. 13. Who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who motions with his fingers. 14. In whose heart is perverseness, who devises evil continually, who always sows discord. 15. Therefore his calamity will come suddenly, he will be broken suddenly, and that without remedy. 16. There are 6 things which the Lord hates. Yes, 7 which are an abomination to him. 17. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. 18. A heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to mischief. 19. A false witness who utters lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. 20. My son, keep your father's mitzvah, and don't forsake your mother's teaching. 21. Bind them continually on your heart, tie them around your neck. 22. When you walk, it will lead you. When you sleep, it will watch over you. When you awake, it will talk with you. 23. For the mitzvah is a lamp, and the law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. 24. To keep you from the immoral woman, from the flattery of the wayward wife's tongue. 25. Don't lust after her beauty in your heart, neither let her captivate you with her eyelids. 26. For a prostitute reduces you to a piece of bread, the adulteress hunts for your precious life. 27. Can a man scoop fire into his lap, and his clothes not be burned? 28. Or can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? 29 So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not be unpunished. 30 Men don't despise a thief. If he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. 31 But if he be found, he shall restore 7 times. He shall give all the wealth of his house. 32 He who commits adultery with a woman is void of understanding. He who does it destroys his own soul. 33 He will get wounds and dishonor. His reproach will not be wiped away. 34 For jealousy arouses the fury of the husband. He won't spare in the day of vengeance. 35 He won't regard any ransom. Neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts. Old Testament, Deuteronomy 9:1-10:22. 9-1 Here, Yisrael, you are to pass over the Yarden this day, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to the sky, to a people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, who can stand before the sons of Anak. 3 Know therefore this day, that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a devouring fire, he will destroy them, and he will bring them down before you, so shall you drive them out, and make them to perish quickly, as the Lord has spoken to you. 4 Don't speak in your heart, after that the Lord your God has thrust them out from before you, saying, For my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, whereas for the wickedness of these nations the Lord does drive them out from before you. 5 Not for your righteousness, or for the uprightness of your heart, do you go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord your God does drive them out from before you, and that he may establish the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. 6 Know therefore, that the Lord your God doesn't give you this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. 7 Remember, don't forget, how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you went forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. 8 Also in Horeb you provoked the Lord to wrath, and the Lord was angry with you to destroy you. 9 When I was gone up onto the mountain to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, I did neither eat bread nor drink water. 10 The Lord delivered to me the 2 tables of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written, according to all the words, which the Lord spoke with you on the mountain of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. 11 It came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that the Lord gave me the 2 tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. 12 The Lord said to me, Arise, get you down quickly from hence, for your people whom you have brought forth out of Mitzrayim have corrupted themselves, they have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them, they have made them a molten image. 13 Furthermore the Lord spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. 14 Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under the sky, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. 15 So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire, and the 2 tables of the covenant were in my 2 hands. 16 I looked, and, behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God, you had made you a molten calf, you had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. 17 I took hold of the 2 tables, and cast them out of my 2 hands, and broke them before your eyes. 18 I fell down before the Lord, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights, I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because of all your sin which you sinned in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. 19 For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure, with which the Lord was angry against you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me that time also. 20 The Lord was very angry with Aharon to destroy him, and I prayed for Aharon also at the same time. 21 I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire and stamped it, grinding it very small, until it was as fine as dust, and I cast the dust of it into the brook that descended out of the mountain. 22 At Tavera, and at Massah, and at Kivrit Hatava, you provoked the Lord to wrath. 23 When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the mitzvah of the Lord your God, and you didn't believe him, nor listen to his voice. 24 You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. 25 So I fell down before the Lord the 40 days and 40 nights that I fell down, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. 26 I prayed to the Lord, and said, Lord God, don't destroy your people and your inheritance, that you have redeemed through your greatness, that you have brought forth out of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand. 27 Remember your servants, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Don't look to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. 28 Lest the land whence you brought us out say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised to them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. 29 Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your great power and by your outstretched arm. 10:1 At that time the Lord said to me, Hew you two tables of stone like the first, and come up to me onto the mountain, and make a teva of wood. 2 I will write on the tables the words that were on the first tables which you broke, and you shall put them in the teva. 3 So I made a teva of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like the first, and went up onto the mountain, having the two tables in my hand. 4 He wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the 10 mitzvot, which the Lord spoke to you on the mountain out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them to me. 5 I turned and came down from the mountain, and put the tables in the ark which I had made, and there they are as the Lord commanded me. 6 The children of Israel journeyed from Berot Beni Yaakan to Mosrah. There Aharon died, and there he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered in the Cohen's office in his place. 7 From there they journeyed to Gudgada, and from Gudgada to Yodvada, a land of brooks of water. 8 At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi, to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister to him, and to bless in his name, to this day. 9 Therefore Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brothers, the Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord your God spoke to him. 10 I stayed on the mountain, as at the first time, 40 days and 40 nights, and the Lord listened to me that time also, the Lord would not destroy you. 11 The Lord said to me, Arise, take your journey before the people, and they shall go in and possess the land, which I swore to their fathers to give to them. 12 Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. 13 To keep the mitzvot of the Lord, and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. 14 Behold, to the Lord your God belongs heaven and the heaven of heavens, the Eretz, with all that is therein. 15 Only the Lord had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all peoples, as at this day. 16 Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. 17 For the Lord your God, he is God of gods, and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty, and the awesome, who doesn't regard persons, nor takes reward. 18 He does execute justice for the fatherless and widow, and loves the sojourner, in giving him food and clothing. 19 Love you therefore the sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim. 20 You shall fear the Lord your God, him shall you serve, and to him shall you cleave, and by his name shall you swear. 21 He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things, which your eyes have seen. 22 Your fathers went down into Mitzrayim with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of the sky for multitude. New Testament, Luke 8:4-21. 8-4 When a great multitude came together, and people from every city were coming to him, he spoke by a parable. 5 The farmer went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the sky devoured it. 6 Other seed fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. 7 Other fell amid the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. 8 Other fell into the good ground, and grew, and brought forth fruit 100 times. As he said these things, he called out, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. 9 Then his Talmidim asked him, What does this parable mean? 10 He said, To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. 11 Now the parable is this, The seed is the word of God. 12 Those by the road are those who hear, then the devil comes, and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. 13 Those on the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but these have no root, who believe for a while and fall away in time of temptation. 14 That which fell among the thorns, these are those who have heard, and as they go on their way they are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. 15 That in the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it tightly, and bring forth fruit with patience. 16:01, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a container, or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, that those who enter in may see the light. 17 For nothing is hidden, that will not be revealed, nor anything secret, that will not be known and come to light. 18 Be careful therefore how you hear. For whoever has, to him will be given, and whoever doesn't have, from him will be taken away even that which he thinks he has. 19 His mother and brothers came to him, and they could not come near him for the crowd. 20 It was told him by some saying, Your mother and your brothers stand outside, desiring to see you. 21 But he answered them, My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God, and do it.